Last week, we posed a question that was part of a university entrance exam in Britain. It was for students hoping to gain admission to Oxford University. The question was, how do you organize a successful revolution? We asked you to answer that in 50 words or fewer. The World's Alex Gallifant is here in the studio with some of your suggestions. Alex?
We got lots of suggestions, Marco. Take this efficient summary from a listener in San Francisco who says that an angry people is a prerequisite for a revolution. He writes, quote, one must simply group the people together in some way and redirect the anger from violence or simple complaints into an organized series of rebellions.
Well, that sounds pretty easy.
Quite. And perhaps a little frighteningly, that email was signed Zev, 7th grade, San Francisco.
He's starting young. What else do we have?
Okay, take this one from listener Marshall Pease. Mr. Pease has clearly put some thought into it.
Okay, let's take a listen.
And by the way, Marco, we had some staff members here in the office supply the voices for these emails.
What is needed is a revolution in human affairs on the order of the so-called Neolithic Revolution of 12,000 years ago, or the Urban Revolution that introduced state-level societies in Mesopotamia about 6,000 years ago. A new way of living that gets past the mutual assured destruction of competing armies, the way agriculture got past the physical poverty of hunter-gatherer society, that doesn't destroy the cultural richness.
And we're already over 50 words, I'm afraid. But revolutionary Marshall Pease does go on to argue the need for local cooperation in society over brute social competition.
And that's appealing, and fewer bruises, I expect.
Exactly, but it's likely a very slow process, that approach. If it's speed you're after in your revolution, follow this emailed plan of action from a mysterious listener identified only as Dave in L.A.
For a successful revolution, you must first make the people believe their troubles are the fault of the current leader. You do this essentially through a carefully planned PR campaign. Then pay off rebel factions to start riots, continue until a full frenzy is in place, then move in with black ops on the leader, but blame his downfall on the rioting public. Hand over the country to the next puppet.
Or puppet master, I guess. Obviously, our listeners, you listeners out there, are giving this a lot of thought.
I know, it's incredible. But you know, we should calm down a little bit. There were some gentler revolutionary suggestions, too. Here's what Debbie Bayer emailed from Richmond, California.
An old quote in the labor movement, you can always count on the boss to do your organizing for you.
Nah-ha-ha. And there were a couple of sneaky answers, too. Listener Dan Beeb claims that revolutions require little or no organization. He adds, as sure as the sun rises, you and I participate in an important daily revolution as the earth peacefully rotates around its axis.
Aha.
Aha. And then there's this from Mike Mitchell, who listens to The World up in Vermont.
Like all revolutions, you've just got to give it a spin.
I was waiting for that one to come out.
Tasty.
Alex, thank you.
Thanks.